Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama 1017 Squad.
Many people may think that this whole thing about PCP will be just another big scare tactic like was portrayed in Reefer Madness. It definitely can kill people.
Man, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Push Crinkle, bro.
Dirty World.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two,
dirty.
We get them pal like a stench. My niggas gon' go. Yo. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick.
Dang.
Try me and shit can get hit. We had this shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Yo, yes, I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight, I'm riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug.
No.
We stand that whole city mug. I like the action it brings. I like the pat when it's cream. You break the green and the cream. You hit my line like a fiend, but I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the feds looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low-key to the shanks, but I keep an army of troopers. Shakers and movers who keep the smoke like a hooker. I'm like the Rock, you the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check. Or I can't even do the set. Put in work and ride for the set. Taking off, you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like Gable, my bread on demand. They tellin' police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we stuck in the jam. I get them canned like a spam. I get them clapped by a spam. They let the fam, that's the fam.
We get them packed like a stitch.
My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around.
Talk with Maddie M and Shell. Let me make sure we bring
we
Maddie in.
Like my niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions.
Maddie.
Hello, hello. Hey, girl.
What's
how you doing?
Up? How are
I
you?
I feel like that picture on the flyer. You look dope in that picture.
Of course
and your
I
bread
do.
Head. Yeah, that's the same one he sent me too, right? The 421.
Yeah, that's the butthead. You know, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. For
so
sure. Shout out to T-Point. Well, you know, we're kicking off this official kickoff of the summer show. So everybody knows that Mac Drama is going to be out for the summer. Maddie M is going to take over as host, and I'm going to be the peon.
Yeah, well, we're both hosts, girl.
Yeah, okay. But
yeah.
I thought I spoke to OG earlier, and he said that you were in charge.
Okay, well, I can only do so much, right? I mean,
you're
the program
you,
director, but yeah, no, I wouldn't. I couldn't do anything without you, girl. You know that.
So last night we had a dope show. We had Lord Chaos on Sideways with Shells and Maddie Ann. And
yes,
we talk about, like, he brings you back to true hip-hop, you know, like when hip-hop was Yeah, hip hop. So speaking of true hip hop, next Wednesday on Sideways with Shells and Maddie N, we will be having West Coast Stone, the legend, and Cool Boy, the legend. So
yeah,
that's going to
be good.
It's going to be a dope show. And then also Tuesday, you all, I'll be on CEO Life podcast with Swerve, CEO Swerve. So if you are on Facebook, try to catch that. And that'll be at, I think it's at like 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Sideways. Then Thursday's Power Talk. So it's going to be a full week. A full week. So I'm thinking, Maddie, we've been doing this now. This is actually, I meant to say this yesterday on our show, but it was our six-month anniversary.
Oh, that's too bad you didn't tell me. Yeah, it's, I guess, I don't know, it seems like we've been doing it forever, though, huh? Like, it seems longer
right?
than that. Yeah,
I
think we missed one show the entire 6 months. So, yeah, that's a good workout for sure.
I agree. And let's say this. So our artists that we've had on the show, we've had people from all over the world, literally.
Yep.
And not one artist that we've had do I not like. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
Yeah,
everyone's been pretty cool.
So
good interviews,
it's kind of, I don't know how to respond to people when they send me bad music because I don't want them on the show. Anyway.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So another show that we have that's going to be coming up this summer too, Loud Pat is going to come on. I just spoke with him today. So
great.
That's going to be that's going to be a dope show too. But
No, we always have good people.
Oh yeah, but let's talk a little bit, Maddie. Tell everybody how long you've been in the industry.
That's funny, actually. I'm thinking I'm about 10-year anniversary coming up. I think this July is going to be 10 years, actually. I think I started right on my birthday or something like that, July 24th. So, yeah, it'll be 10 years. So I've been in music for a long time now, a decade, I guess, yeah. So I've been working with OG on this show for probably maybe 9 years now on Power Talk.
Crazy.
And,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
I'm fine.
I mean, everything's cool. I'm blessed. Like, honestly, it was quite a big learning curve for me in music because, I spent my 20s in university. So it's such a career change from being an engineer, an environmental engineer, to yeah, and I mean, it's not something my parents are very happy about, that's for sure. I had all this education, 9 years of school, genius IQ, dean's list, all this stuff. And then I just fucked off to Vegas, just because I was in real estate and my dad wanted to buy real estate. So I was supposed to go down for 2 weeks, and like Maddie usually does, he never comes back from some place he likes. So, yeah. Yeah, then music started, and I got blessed good people. Yeah, you've been forever.
For 3 decades now.
Mm-hmm.
30 years.
Well, that's
I'm
sure glad that I'm sure glad our paths crossed, girl. Because
it was a big change from being a nurse to music. But I did music while I was a nurse. Like I would go on my weekends off to shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was built into you, right?
Yeah, it was still part of me. Music's just part of me, Maddie. It's just part of me, as you know. So
I know.
But Maddie has all kinds of different artists. He is a manager. Yep. I think you have like 16 artists or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, some I you know, the terms go up or whatever, and you know, I just don't want to re-sign them back or whatever. But yeah, I think right now I'm thinking if I look at my stuff, I think it's about 10 now, 10 or 11 or 12. I can't remember who I have papers with now. Well, I mean, you go on my website at mattymanagement.com, but yeah, I mean, it should be something like that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, and like everything else, you have artists that choose to work and then artists that don't choose to work. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people talk, I mean, you probably know, so a lot of people talk shit about managers, you know? But, yeah, if you don't work, how are we supposed to help you out? Like, honestly, if you don't have a product to sell, what am I supposed to do? Make up a track for you? Like, sorry. So, yeah, I've had, you know, good experiences, bad experiences, but I'm pretty happy with my roster right now. And, yeah, I mean, things are going good. Life is good. And I was lucky to have a lot of good friends like D-Tech, Convict Records, and OG My Drama. You know, I made friends with them early on, you know, just early on. And then they've helped me out. And, I mean, like I said, it's gone all the way up to here. Every day I meet new people and people that have been in the industry for a long time, and like way longer than me. And it's cool. And like I said, I'm truly blessed to have met you. You truly are my partner in crime in this whole music thing. And yeah, you're my girl when it comes to that. The life.
Yeah, Maddie, yeah. Honestly, you're like my best friend, you know?
Yeah, you too, girl. You're an amazing person, just an amazing, amazing person. You've taught me so much, and not even in music, but just life in general. I think of you every day, a lot during the day. You know, I'm crazy about you, girl. I'm so glad we get to do this stuff. And, yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, it is working with one of your best friends, like, honestly. And what else could you really want in this world? You know what I'm saying? Life is good.
Right. Exactly. I agree.
We have the same mindset, you know? Like, we always got each other's back. We disagree about things, but it lasts for maybe 5 seconds because I can always see your point. You can always see mine. But, yeah, life's good. I'm not going to lie, man. I'm really glad that I chose this path in life. I wouldn't take one thing back, not even the bad things, you know, because it made me the way I am today. I'm still alive, look good, feel good. Hey, I wouldn't trade anything for the world.
Oh, yeah. I agree. And, you know, I speaking of your artist, now this is our summer kickoff show, so I have a few people that's supposed to be coming on. We'll see if they get on. If not, you know, we'll just keep going like we always do. But
gotcha.
Speaking of your artist, we're going to play some Mulatto Jr. real quick.
All right, sounds good. Oh, yeah, and Mulatto, I'll get him on either sideways or this show because now we have two shows to fill in the artist with, right? So, yeah, but he's dropping a whole bunch of shit, and, like, he's just doing crazy good things. So I'm really happy with that. So,
yeah, Mulatto grind.
Everyone,
I will say that.
Yeah, he worked ever since that little boy came by, man. I love that kid, man. Ever since he came by, like, his work ethic is just, like, popping off like crazy, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. So, do Nothing to Something by Mulatto Jr. right here on Power Talk with Maddie M. and Shell.
And Shell.
I sound like a star, you know I'm the best. Ooh, ooh, ooh. From Nothing is something that came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Sending your star and say what the heck. Then oh my god, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path so I headed out west. Pull up in here and I look, I'm the best. Nothing is something, my life was a test. Nothing is something that came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Sending your star and say what the heck. Then oh my god, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path so I headed out west. Pull up in here and I look, I'm the best. Nothing is something, my life was a test. They open mouths and they talking about something. I waited a while to think about nothing. Thinking my mom had a hold of love. Thinking my father, I knew he was bluffing. Got me so angry, was huffing and puffing. And all of that pushing, it turned into shoving. Seeing you angry, then you what was coming. I'm beating myself, King Kong and I'm drumming. Cost a lot of focus. New life might turn to bogus. Always been the one you noticed. Don't be acting like you noticed. I remember time, but would abuse it. Looking back, my life, I could confuse it. Ain't blame myself, I'd accuse it. Then shift my life, at least I choose it. And this bread, I paid it. And this person, I hate this. Look at dark eyes, I'm gazing. I'm guessing life has been crazy. Fuck up complaining and fuck up the wanting. Dealing with me is a dealing with stunning. Lacking my patience, I feel like reclining. I'm all that my teacher will never deny. Nothing is something that came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seeing your star and say what the heck. Sin on my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Pulled up in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seeing your star and say what the heck. Sin on my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Would have been here, no look, I'm the best. Nothing is something, my life is the death. Begging for mercy, the words I've been hearing. Asking my heart and you niggas gon' fear it. Lend some money, I know you gon' fear it. And if I go take it back, you gon' hear it. Been looking for the light, I fight with all my might. My facts up with the night, so I feared him with the right. Yes, I feared him with the right. I told him what's inside, and next you did in daylight. You see me up all night. When I think about it, I'm a noobus. My God, you wouldn't choose this. My off words, but I'm ruthless. But them puss niggas so clueless. So I compel or no careless. Man, fuck the games, I don't play this. I go old school with cases. Balenciaga said it. So instead of funny niggas with the basics, go more to your knee with the matrix. I know a few months to get tasted. Think of my past, like this is what made this. Nothing is something that came out correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen a new star and say what the heck. Then oh my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Full of in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came out correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen a new star and say what the heck. Seen oh my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Full of in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all already know, pulling out my heart. She's all here, OZPEP. Y'all already know, this is Junior Nation. Your boy representing Mulatto Junior. Don't play with me. We working, baby.
We working, baby.
I love it, the end. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Now, that's a classic track. Honestly, it really shows all his, like, his versatility all in one song, you know? It's a classic track.
You know, I got to tell you, man, speaking since you said that, so when I say something's a classic, like, that is something that's going to always be in my playlist. Every time I hear it, I'll be able to think about that person, what kind of person they are, you know what I'm saying, and what they've been through. And
you get a lot. He spills his whole heart out on that track. Like I think he explained that song to us, didn't he? That's why you love it so much, because that soul. But yeah, he's going through a hard time. He wrote that one, and it's awesome.
And well, I just connect to music that's real. You know, that's people. Like, if you've noticed, Maddie, like I have how many different artists that do every type of music, like in hip hop. Like, you got country hip hop, you got Christian hip hop, you understand what I'm saying. Like,
So
every artist, I connect to them differently because it's their story, and the artists that I connect to really do have their soul in it. They are about what they talk about.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you said that about, like, what, you know, I say, people ask me, what do you do? Like, obviously, you look like, I don't know, a certain type of person. I say, well, I'm an entertainment manager. I manage hip-hop artists. Okay, so I said, anybody who's black and sing, I'm into, right? Think of what you said about, like, all the different like varieties of hip hop that you and I have listened to lately, right? Like just like you said,
yeah.
So many, such a range. You can almost write a book on it, actually, like hip hop A to Z.
Yes. And see, the story that everybody has to tell is just, it's interesting when you actually get to sit down with the artist and understand where they're coming from and their life and journey they've been through, you know?
Yeah, 100.
Anyway, so that was, like we said, that was Mulatto Jr. And, you know, when we had another guest on here not too long ago, and his name was It's the Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we stay close. Yeah, he dope.
So this artist is in the military, and
mm-hmm.
he does his music now. He started I guess he's in the States now, so he's been working and releasing things. And this song, Floating, I love this song. I love to get high and listen to this song. So we're going to play Floating. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Floating on cloud now, yeah. Feeling too high, can't even must come down. Yeah,
that's
100
points.
Who that is?
Who that is?
It's the messenger.
They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, can't even must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, floating. Floating, 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 I'm floating.
They say I'm floating,
too hot, might be smoking,
smoking.
Double back with the potion,
ocean.
Too smooth, baby lotion,
ocean.
I just move with the motion,
the
mama wetter than the
ocean.
Told her, jump a bonus,
yeah.
Cause I'm the golden one, man, I'm chosen, 24 Kobe. They say I'm the man,
yeah.
Cool me down, I need a fan,
yeah.
Been overloading like span mail,
yeah.
And I'm too country like a fan
mail.
The game has been missing this real rap.
Yeah.
I live what I say, this is real
fact.
Ain't nothing changed with my address. I've been piercing Georgia since Fraglin.
Tell them I want it, I'm hungry, I need it.
This is my year, man, and this is my season.
Y'all say this a ghetto gospel, y'all been preaching.
But I just been sitting back just like a deacon.
I cannot let you lie no longer.
It's about to get hotter than a gym sauna.
Cause I'm by my bread and my cream last through.
You supported me, stop lying, I never knew ya.
They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, can't even must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle.
I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now.
Floating,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Floating,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Floating,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Floating.
I'm like a hoverboard from a small city with a lot of heart. Nothing but oak trees and back roads, and everybody in the hood talk slow. I'm on now, in my zone now, but I still show the hood love. On the road now, I'm doing shows now, but I still throw my hood up. My son tell people my daddy's a star, so I stay charged up like electrical car. I remember stunting in that green Honda, now I'm floating in something that's going
when tomorrow. I came a long way, my brother,
yeah,
better than we used to be.
Uh-huh.
When I came a long way from the all white tees and a pair of Jabot jeans.
That right.
Now when I go in the store, I can get what I
yeah.
want. No, I'm not bragging, I'm blessing, I know
yeah.
my life could have turned out a different way.
Yeah.
When I open my eyes, I'm giving them
uh-huh.
thanks.
Lord, it.
Take your pen and you can quote this.
Quote
I'm the hottest and I know it.
Yeah.
You watching the
yeah.
game while it's low, but
yeah.
I got the cold.
Yeah.
They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, can't even must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, 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 floating.
Man, I just love that song.
Yeah, that boy can sing too, man.
Love that song. So you guys can find these artists on Instagram. The first one we said was Mulatto Jr., and that's MULATTO, right?
MULATTO. Yeah, I think it's underscore JR, I think.
Okay. And then that was It's the Messenger, and you can type in ITZ, the Messenger, and he'll pop up. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I'm pretty excited about this summer and the music releases that are coming our way. Like, we have so many people that are dropping music this summer. It's like, it almost feels like where everybody was in the pandemic, and then they started putting more stuff out, like their big stuff when they came out, but they've been slowly doing it. And now it's just going to be like a flood of new music this summer. I'm telling you.
Every artist, it's the second quarter already, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, every artist has something planned big for this summer.
Well, they better. They should already have it out. Like I said, we're well into the second quarter. So you got, I mean, four quarters, like, well, obviously, because they're called quarters. But, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Second and third quarter is time to do your stuff. So I hope.
I've been kind of thinking
that actually people are waiting too long. Like, I would, if I were an artist, I'd be dropping stuff like probably a month ago at least, you know, for summer. And it's been, and that's
yeah.
like, well, where I'm at, summer's not that long, so you can wait a little longer. But if you're down south, like, you should be dropping that like already.
Right.
Like, you,
right.
you got to have at least one kind of summer banger, right?
Well, there's a lot of music coming out
there.
This week. Just this week alone, I know on my timeline of people that I fuck with, like, I would say literally 9 of the major people that I fuck with are all releasing music this week.
No, that's good.
9 of them.
Well,
you know
we'll
what I'm saying?
Features.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have more features on Sideways and Shows on Maddie Ann. Man, we love our features on that show, our premieres, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Absolutely.
Good to know.
And we've taken over Power Talk for
yeah.
the summer.
Oh, I mean, people are going to get sick of Shells and Maddie Ann, dude. Like, for real. Nah, we have good stuff. Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm fucking sick with you before I start, man. No.
Yeah. Nah, it's going to get worse, girl. Anyways,
Yeah, so listen. Let me tell you this little story. So everybody's getting ready for vacations now, right? And it takes me back to where I went on vacation when I was a kid with my mom. My mom was a single parent, you know. My dad was murdered when I was 2. So
yeah.
My mom volunteered because she was a nurse too, okay? And she volunteered at this elite camp. You can look it up online. It's called Camp Greystone, and it's in North Carolina, and it's G-R-E-Y, Greystone, okay? And
okay.
so, but they have, like, Olympians come in and teach you gymnastics. They have canoe-certified instructors, sailing instructors, horse instructors. Like, people come from all over the world to that camp.
Damn.
Literally, their nannies and stuff, like, are there, and they make them go home. Like, they can't have nannies at the camp. But anyway, so, yeah, it's really elite. So mom volunteered for a week, right? And I got to do anything I wanted to in the camp for free, which was so fucking dope. But I became a canoe instructor that summer. I was still cheering at the time. So gymnastics was fun, you know what I'm saying? I took archery, modeling, freaking all kinds of shit. In like 1 week.
There?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, seriously.
That's cool.
So anyway, my mom was like so put out with all these rich little kids, you know, like my mother said that you have to give me a Benadryl every 3 hours or whatever the fuck ever, you know, wipe my nose, whatever. But mom was like, look, you know what? She had had it. She there was a big line that everybody went to get whatever. And mom was like, if you do not have a machete, do not come sticking out of your leg. Do not come up here. This is the infirmary.
Yeah,
okay.
How much is that? Like, so you volunteered, right? Or your mom was volunteered. So
my mom did.
Yeah,
my mom
much,
did. I had a vacation.
That,
mom was working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. But how much do you think it would cost for a kid to do that, to like go to that camp?
It's like $5,000 a week.
Wow, that's crazy. Like even by my standards, that's crazy. And that was back in the day too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, ancient times, before Christ. No. Yeah, it was back in the day. Yeah, it was back in the day. But, you know, here, I'll look it up right now. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to look it up, and when I come back, I'm going to let everybody know
about Camp Greystone.
About Camp Greystone. And then I'll finish the rest of the story. Casey Kasem used to do that. Do you remember Casey Kasem?
Now you know
the rest of the story.
He used to
do a countdown.
Yeah. No, that wasn't Casey Kasem, dude, who said, now you know the rest of the story.
Yes, he did. And now you know the rest of the story.
That was not Casey Kasem. Maddie,
how much you want to bet first? Don't look it up. How much you want to bet?
I'm not looking it up. No, I swear to God, because it was like Paul Harvey or some shit, wasn't it?
Paul Harvey, maybe. I don't know now. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know now. But
right,
it was one of them.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
There was a point to it, and I don't even know what it was. So
I know.
Let's play some music. Here's Rapid Fire in a minute. Let's get it.
All right. Let's see.
Boy, I had a diamond boy. Wish a nigga might slash my chain. I'm a blinder boy. Still rolling 9 and certified Carolina boy.
That was, yeah, was rapid fire.
That stuff you sent me, that's crazy, dude.
Okay, so guess what, everybody? I looked up the camp. All right. Camp Greystone is a Christian camp for girls located in the mountains of North Carolina. 1 week for the grades 3rd through 11th, that's the one I did, is, or 2 weeks, I'm sorry, $9,700, and there's a wait list.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, man, I guess but I guess if you're rich, you still need to get rid of your kids, right, for the summer. So, yeah, that's not even that long either.
No. So, anyway, we did this camp, right? Now you see what I'm talking about. It was a really elite camp, okay? And so the night that they have the end of the play, like end of that term play, you know, they have like a little skit. Everybody gets up and does the talents and all that shit. So they made a play of my mom as Nurse Ratched.
Really?
Yeah. So they've got this Nurse Ratched dressed up, right, and like all mean and shit, like blood and shit on her. And they come out and they go, "Don't come up without a hatchet in your leg." Fucking put the hatchet in the leg. And it was hilarious, which they all ended up loving mom, but it was just so funny because those girls did not think that they were going to spend a couple of weeks like that. You know what I'm saying? But while everybody was trying to get out of, like, doing activities, I had so much fucking fun, man. I learned how to sail. I learned, like I said, I became a canoe instructor. I love horseback riding. So, you know, I got to race them that while I was there. That was fun. I had never raced a horse before. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, I did a lot of shit. But anyway, so we come back, and mom's like, okay, I need a vacation from this vacation, right? Because she did it for me, but her life was hell, man, that whole time we were there. And so, anyway, we go to this place. It's called Chimney Rock, North Carolina. Okay, y'all can look that up. And at that time, there was nothing but, like, a little hole-in-the-wall tourist town is what it was like. And it was, like, a country-ass, only-thing-there town. And the bed and breakfast we were staying in, it was said overlooking, you know, a babbling creek and blah, 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 blah. And people were tubing down it. But it was, I mean, it was cool, but they didn't serve any food till breakfast. And mom and I had not ate all day, right? So they're like, there's only one restaurant in town called the Hungry Bear, and it's across the street, okay? So we go over to the Hungry Bear, and my mom says, the only thing thicker than the grease on the chicken was in that girl's hair. That's what she always says when she talks about this. But the freaking, yeah, so mom looks at her, and my mom's like, what kind of potatoes do you have? Like, is it french fries, or is it, like, fried potatoes or mashed potatoes? And she said, it's taters. Yeah. My mom said, okay, well, what kind do you – it's taters. That's what we got. We got taters. Mom
so
said, well, I guess
taters?
I'll take right, mom's like, I guess I'll take some chicken and taters. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So they bring out our food, and the basket is so dirty. Like, I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm not eating that. Like, not. I'm not even eating here. It's not happening. I'm not even drinking their drink from here. You know what I'm saying? And I was young at the time, and I probably wouldn't eat anything at the time. You know what I'm saying? But I was not eating that shit.
How do you remember all this stuff, man? Honestly, my buddy has a memory like that. Like, he'll write me. He just wrote me saying, like, it was the 25th anniversary of the Truman Show. Remember we went? on a Friday after an exam. I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, that's like 25 years ago. How do you remember all this stuff? I guess I'm just not.
Well, I mean, I don't remember lots of things, but I do remember this. You know what I mean? Like, because it was so funny. So let me tell you the rest of it real quick. So we leave, right? And by the end of this night, we are like so fucking hungry. And my mom was like, get in the car. We are going to drive until we find something. You know what I'm saying? And it's not going to be the Hungry Bear. So we get in the car and drive. And I'm talking, there's nothing, Maddie, but fields. You know that stretch in the United States, people that are listening out there, it happens about Wyoming and ends about the end of Arizona. There's like nothing, you know, like they tell you to get gas because there's no gas station for 400 miles, you know, that kind of shit. And we are driving down the road and mom is like, this looks like a little place up here. We're going to pull over. And we went forever. Well, we pull up and I'm talking in the middle of nowhere. This fucking Grand Hotel is out there, right? I bet there was all kinds of unbecomings going on down there. You know what I'm saying? But these rich people, I was like, Mom, I'm not going in there. We are in Bermuda shorts and, like, a cloth top. You know what I'm saying? These people are walking in evening gowns in tuxes. Mom is like, we are going in there. You know they got food there. Right? So we go in. The people are downstairs in this hotel in their evening gowns watching TV, Maddie. I swear to you. Like, they're, like, watching the news in their evening gowns. And then there's a restaurant there. And then I looked at Mom and I was like, we are not eating here. And she was like, but I'm going to ask him where some, you know, place is. So she hits the little bell, right? The little ding. It went ding. And this guy comes up, and he's fruity, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a fruity tootie. And he comes up, and he's like, can I help you? And my mom was like, yes, do you have, like, a family restaurant there? And he was like, down the road and to the right, there is a pub. And my mom was like, a pub? And he said, a papa. And my mom is thinking he has a speech impediment, right? So she's standing there. Everybody's already staring at us, right? And she's literally, like, going, a papa, trying to sound it out, you know? And fucking the guy goes, a P-U-B. And my mom was like, oh, a pub. And he was like, that's what I said, a pub. I mean, that's how fucking high-class Frenchy-ass he was. So we get back in the car. We drive down the road. We pull up. This pub is a bar, okay? And I am like, I don't know, 13 years old, I guess, 12 or 13. No, I would have been 12. 12. So... Okay. Mom, and I'm talking like you're in the middle of nowhere, so you've got some really, like, rough, really rough cowboy motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, Mom goes in, and she was like, do you all serve food? I just want to get, they said you had pizza, and she was like, yeah. Mom was like, well, we just need to get a pizza then and we can go. But she was like, that we went to go eat in the only restaurant that was there next to Chimney Rock called the Hungry Bear. And that place was the most disgusting shit. And she started going off about it, right? And the lady sitting there like, stop, stop, you know, like moving her hand up and down across her neck, you know, like shut the fuck up. Any normal person would know that. But Mom knows. She just kept talking. And guess what? The owner of the bar was the same owner as the Hungry Bear. And he was standing right there.
Yeah, so what did he say?
He didn't say really anything, but I know that Mom was like, I am just getting the pizza and getting the hell out. She was so fucked
up. Yeah, I wonder if you got special toppings on that pizza.
Oh, yeah, I didn't eat that shit. I will stay hungry. I'll tell you what, though. Since it was a bed and breakfast and they had breakfast, I tore that shit up that morning. I was so hungry, and it was good, you know. But anyway, that's one story I can't go through. So anybody want to send their kids away to camp? $9,700. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. No wonder they were all rich and snooty, like, from all over the world. Because
yeah.
You're right, because they still have to get rid of their kids, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think when I was in school, like, I was quite a little troublemaker. I was always in the camp, like, and not a camp, like, for the whole summer. Like, it would, like, spread. Even some would, like, overlap. I was gone for, like, the summer. I was definitely gone. I don't know how many camps I went to. Yeah.
I went on mission trips every year with my church. We would go build houses or, you know, ditches for people or whatever. We usually build a house a year is what we did. And then I went to church camp because I was youth president, you know. So I was like one of the heads of the state for the youth group, for the Methodist youth group at the time.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
I went, actually. Well, I'm not a religious guy. I went to, actually a couple years in a row, I went to like a Christian camp. I think it was just in the city, but I remember I used to love going there because I would have like 3 girlfriends each year. In one of those Christian camps.
Summer camp.
I think they probably
fun,
thought
man.
They could change me. Every girl thinks they can change me. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
So,
all right. So now I'm going to play. Hold on. Okay, so this is We Ridin', and this is featuring Hog and Spook. This is one of them. And Dane Novocaine, I believe, is the other one. I might be saying that wrong. But anyway, here we go, We Ridin'. Let's get it.
All
right. Yeah, finna open Pandora's box. Hog and Spook, Dane Novocaine.
Up cause I'm doing me. Crippin' nigga fly got 4AGC. Ask out nigga, that's where it went down. If you wasn't on the side, you niggas wasn't allowed. Pocket check nigga, banging on niggas. Had niggas running down ask out, we fly crippin'. Ask them clown niggas how that lead taste. This low water me, start crippin' this man.
Blue rag, left pocket hoppin' down the 8. About to get my ass whooped cause I'm going home late. Right? Lil' low with my foot on the enemy stroke. Come about to start a jacket or I'm about to trip broke. Bullet fragments in my body set off metal detector. Make a dollar in my set, I'm acting like a tax collector. Hitting up on the walls to let the enemy know that we some play with us, a crippin' ass niggas trying to go.
Nigga, we ride, fly, dipping, crippin', all blue dust, headed on a mission. We loaded, over, 40 rounds of motion. Better known as the Nova. Riding through the hood in the powder blue Rover. Game over when you fucking with this hood. Start attacking some attitude and hopping out of old shoes. I been from the set. Little nigga, who's you? Talking that funny shit to get you battered and bruised. I'm bad news, blues, who's hood, nigga? Original LC, it's what I do, nigga. Big troops on the passenger side. We're hard driving, no pains in the backseat. Loading up the heat. It's going down, I got the call to hit my dog. Speaking about the darkness, I'm flying through the dark. Fucking mama's on the set, it's a suicide mission. And if the pins get behind us, my nigga, just keep dripping. It's either us or them, so fuck the consequences. I'm on the east side neighborhood,
nigga. We ride, flying, dipping, tripping, all blue.
few rounds of more. Catch them sipping when we slide out. We take them to the hideout.
Vibe right there. Yeah, that's tight, man. I just went out for a smoke. Like, I do when we play songs sometimes. And every time I look down on my shoulder, there's a spider on me. It happened on my dad's
car.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, no, and they're all different spiders, too. And I'll freak out, man. I don't like spiders, actually. I don't like spiders, man.
I've been bit by a brown recluse twice.
Oh, yeah, those suck dick, man. I remember when I lived in the Bay. Oh, those suck. Like, what'd you have to do? You had to go to the hospital, right?
Well, yeah, I had surgery 5 times on the one in my leg. I ended up having to pack it 3 times a day. I had just switched jobs, right? And when you're working as a nurse, like, when you start somewhere, you have to work 30 days without missing a day or they'll get rid of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So... I started working there, and I was remodeling the house at the same time, and one bit me on my side of my leg, and I just kept waiting to, like, get it looked at until my day off, and it was all red and, like, horrible and just, you know, gross. And so I had to schedule the INDs on my days off, and they had to cut my leg open 5 times. And so I worked with a PICC line in my arm. I had to get vancomycin twice a day. I packed my leg while I was working. That's the kind of person I am. You know what I'm saying? If I can do something, like, I miss nursing really bad. But the music takes care of it, you know?
Yeah, well, no, you have to, like, when I lived in, we had black widows and brown recluses in Vegas, but I'd have to go, like, in the beginning of the year, I'd spray around the house, you know, all the little corners on the outside and everything. They're like garages a lot.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
That's crazy.
That long. Because those things are messed up. And you're a little girl, too.
Well, yeah. Well, then my second bite was on my foot, and they had to put a tube in my foot and leave it, like, sewed in my foot for, like, weeks to let it drain. It was so gross, man.
So, like, in between being a nurse and just generally how much, you must have spent half your life in hospitals, huh? Like,
oh, yeah.
Generally, you know, everyone in the East, in the Southeast, Midwest.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it is. It's insane. And I tell people, like, it's like a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, it takes as much time. Doctors and shit and hospitals take as much time as a job in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy, right? But
yeah.
I guarantee you that I am living a life that some people would only step back and think about doing. And I do it with grace.
There you go. That's all you can expect in this world. And honestly, if you're just a life, you wake up happy, you know. I mean, generally, most of the time, that's it. That's all you need.
Yes, sir. So, now, let's talk about some of our guests that we've had on the show. So, out of the ones that we've had on the show, there's only a few that are actually signed to Brick Squad with us, right? Which is...
I didn't hear that. Sorry, what?
There's only with the ones that are on that are assigned to Brick Squad, like they're part of the team and they're also part of like the three Brick Squad is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that would be, I mean, Batman Zay,
and then we got Chris Kringle.
Chris Kringle. Yeah. KJ De Niro.
Oh yeah. Isn't Cairo Sin City with them now too?
Yeah, Sin City Cairo. He's supposed to be. I don't know if he ever finished his paperwork, but I know that I tell people right now, like, if somebody's coming to you or offering you something, you need to make sure you sit back and see what your benefits are from things, because I know this squad that he's building has got some strength to it, you know, and so, I mean, there's people I consider part of our team that, you know, are not the Spruce Squad, because, like, P-Funk's part of my team, Malik's part of my team, you know what I'm saying? I've got just different people that, you know, you will always be with, no matter where you go. Like, it's a part of you. It represents a part of you. Does that make sense?
Well, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm Congress still part of my team. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't talked to those boys for a bit. But, yeah, things that you do, I mean, make friends along the way, right? And as long as you cool and they cool, then you're never going to leave them.
Right. Yeah. It's just interesting. It's kind of crazy, Maddie, because, you know, you said you've been doing the radio for 9 years, and I have been, like, with Mac Drama probably for 8 years now.
Yeah, well, I'm actually pretty surprised we haven't met before. Like, what did we meet, like, a year and a half ago on the show, on this show? I'm surprised we hadn't
been longer
met before.
Than that. It's been longer than that.
So?
We met before. Oh yeah.
I have no judge at the time in my life.
I have been coming on that Drama show for a while now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
But anyway, because think about it, we've already done Sideways for 6 months.
6 months yet. So I was thinking like a year before that. But, yo, girl, don't even trust my – I figure that's another good way to judge your life is if you can't remember shit. All you remember is that it was dope. I'm going to put that on my gravestone. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good little thing right there. Same right there. So I'm going to play some Batman's A.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's see. I'm looking. I think I'm going to do Strap. Here, let's get it. This is Bad Men's Day.
Let's get it.
Spend your bitch words since you fishing for attention. Stop sending me your songs, I don't care to listen. Why you ask for the merch when you can't pay the ticket? All that capping in your words, I don't feel the tension. Now you a real nigga when you do all that bitch. Just follow my page, you stay in my mission. You scaring who? Please nigga, stop that. Double shot up like a 10-4 footbag. He want his bitch back, please nigga, I took that. She get fucked in, broke like a Kit Kat. You chasing these bitches, I'm chasing a big bag. I'm dripping sauce, nigga, I am a Big Mac. I am your ghost, nigga, that's why you Big Mac. Don't help that you broke, nigga, I'll get you a big bag. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a dance for a foot bag. Feel like air is special way I carry heat around me. Niggas only hate me when the girlfriends wanna be around me. Try to play me like I'm there, you better read about me. I'm like an H and an E, I keep the G's around me. You pressing and flexing, you not really bad. Try to bang from the playlist, couldn't get lit without me. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a dance for a foot bag.
Shit, this ain't what they want. I ain't finna front. Ayo, Zeta fucking beat them. Pistol in the trunk, just in case some nigga want beef. Had to hit LA with Brose. I need all the heat. Posting everywhere on the gram. Bitch, I am the streets. Dabbing duck and phase, I'm in LA. I'm with all the heat. On the west end, with the west end. I'm really finna tweet. Nigga dropped the loc and he got smoke rock, baby, right to sleep. Dang. Nigga think shit sweet. Hit him from his chest up. If you in the west tuck, make sure you keep your vest up. Cause niggas that do you dirty, they'll leave your little mama worried. The lights came on at 8. He been missing his 12:30. The neighbors, they ain't seen no more day. He really got hit early. He was with a shorty and he got hit with that black 40. Niggas be hating because I really be outside, but I ain't mad because I got his bitch with a mouth wide. She busted down for the whole team, yo, five guys. I can't lie to where she still on dick, had me tongue tied. This bitch a real hoe, like some niggas I know. And I ain't name dropping when I'm saying niggas is hoes. I'm just letting niggas know what's going on in the hood. If you strapped them and you packed up, then you should be good. But don't quote me on that shit because it's still a hood. You don't quote me on that shit because it's still a hood. Strap.
Hey, your bitch a worm since you fishing for attention. Stop singing your songs, I don't care to listen. Why you asking for the verse when you can't pay the ticket? All the capping in your words, I don't feel the chance. How you a real nigga when you do all that bitches? Just follow my page, you stay in my mention. You scaring who? Please, nigga, stop that. Double strapped up like a dance for a foot back.
I know y'all niggas didn't expect this shit, did y'all? That's it. That's it. That's all you need.
That's it. I love that song.
Yeah, he killed that one. Yeah, Pemba's cool, man. I like that guy. Like, he's one of the chillest guys I've ever gotten to hang out with. We had fun when I went to Phoenix, and it was fun. And his magic is cool as shit.
Yeah, I've seen the videos. Like, he puts videos on Facebook. You would know that if you were on Facebook, but yeah.
Yeah, I know they were putting some stuff up, but...
Yeah. So that was Batman's Day. You all can get, you can look him up for on Instagram as Batman's Day. And this is going to be, next we're going to play Kush Krinkle. And it's KUSHKRINKLE. So they just got the On Go song came out, I think, what, a couple weeks ago now? And that was Kush Krinkle and Bad Men's Day. But I'll play that one after I play one. It's called All In My Head. Let's get it. Kush Krinkle.
It's Dirty World Music.
Dirty World Music.
Dirty.
Where you been at? Don't believe it. Where your phone at? See it, cause I feel like you've been creeping and bitches DM. I hope it's all in my
blowing up my phone when I leave out. Ain't even get 10 steps or pull the keys out. Past situation seems to surface and they feed out. Going through my phone, texting people like you mean now. Back in the day, we was tighter than spandex. The fighting and the fussing got me planning my next step. Just give it time, but you ain't feeling the plan yet. I need a rider I can trust and get bands with. I played the field, but now I'm focused on one. Focus from jump, don't wanna be a player like pun. Soft words when it's spoken got you open like lungs. Deep strokes got you moaning, make you feel like it's love. You knew the risk when you dealt with a thug. She said she pissed and she ain't fucking with blood. I tell her chill because it's all in your head. All them rumors about them groupies being all in my bed.
Where you been at? Don't believe it. Where your phone at? Let me see it. Cause I feel like you've been creeping and bitches DM. I hope it's all in my head.
voice,
what do you say, the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, she can sing. I like that track, man. We don't hear that one enough.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. That's on my playlist. But now I'm going to play Kris Kringle and Batman Zay on Go. This is their song that came out recently.
Man, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Kris Kringle, bro.
Dirty World Music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two,
dirty.
We get them pal like a stench. My niggas on go. Yeah. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick.
Hey.
Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Yeah. Yes, I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight of riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug.
No, no.
We send that hoes to the mug. I like the action it brings. I like the pat when it's cream. You break the green in the cream. You hit my line like a fiend, but I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the feds looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low-key to the shanks, but I keep an army of troopers. Shakers and movers who keep the smoke like a hooker. I'm like the Rock, you the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check. Or I can't even do the set. Putting work in right for the set. Taking off, you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like Jacob, my bread on demand. They tellin' police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we stuck in the jam. I get them canned like a spam. I get them clapped by a spam. Bill it a fam, that's the fam.
We get them packed like a stitch.
My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. Niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around. We get them pal like a stench. My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when that M around.
That's what their summer started out with. They just released that, like I said, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It's a good collab, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm highly addicted to these smoothies that you buy. I love smoothies, okay? And I was thinking today that you know, it costs so much money to eat healthy, you know, because I was thinking about these smoothie mixes that I buy. They're like frozen smoothie mixes, like Dole or whatever, you know, whatever one
it
is.
That shit ain't cheap at all.
No, it's not cheap. And it's like $14 for the bag, and it makes like 3-4 smoothies, okay? But they are so good. You know, you just put it, like, so what I do is I basically go through a whole bag a day because I have figured out that if I drink these through the day, I'm getting the protein and the sugar amount that I need to keep everything even on me. And since I've been drinking these smoothies, I have not had my sugar drop.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm. And they're really good. And I'm getting like 20 grams of protein per smoothie.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. So
that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's worth the money, though. Those are worth the money,
yeah.
I think, you know. But it's pretty sad that it does cost so much to eat healthy. And, like, I could go buy a cheeseburger at McDonald's for, like, $1.50 compared to a small thing of fruit for, like, $8. You know?
Yeah, I know. That's always the way it's been, honestly. It's always been like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad that it's like fixing your sugar thing. So that's good. Yeah, it's worth the money. As long as it keeps you healthy, girl. It's worth
right.
It.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hey, guys, whoever's calling in, if you want to talk, press 1. And you want to bring on some people, cold call, let's bring them on. Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, unrecognizable number.
Hello. How you doing?
Freaking strong.
How y'all doing today? I called because my no-good grandson, OG Macaroni Nagama, son of a bitch, is on vacation in Dubai. I hope them Arabs kill his goddamn Negro.
Hey, what up, Granny?
How you doing, Shelly? How you doing, Maddie? Come on, but how you doing?
How you doing?
Kicking it.
So, I got a plane. Well, we should kill my grandson so y'all take over the network.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Tell me when and where.
Okay. Okay, so Shelly, since he's always trying to get to your kitty cat, we call him to the Hotel California. He can check in, but he can never leave.
Granny.
So what y'all got going on today? What's cooking, shooking?
We're kicking off summer, man. We're kicking off the summer since your grandson won't come and work during the summer. He thinks he's better than us.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, best believe you don't need that.
So let me tell you what I'm doing for the summertime. So I got me a 2-piece bikini. So, you know, them hot boys be chasing me along the beach because Granny still got it going on at 106. I still got it. I'm 117. 1017, get it?
Oh, my God. Where's my gun when I need it?
So right? I've got one, but it doesn't work over the phone.
I'm talking half of it. How you going to answer it? Interrupt me, you big old heifer. Now, as the OG grandma of 1017, where's God? I'm going swimming with the sharks.
Okay. Is it going to be close to Alcatraz?
No, the sharks are in Australia. I'm going to Sydney. I'm going to Australia.
You going down to the Pier 39, buddy?
What is that tarnation? Give me some of that stuff you smoking. You must got that good weed, huh?
Always, every day, any day. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, sir.
That is 100% yes. What the hell? Okay. Very cool.
Is that you?
No. So, we've got another caller here. Let's see. Oh. Let's bring him on.
Hello.
Hello. 404.
What up? That's me. What up?
Hi.
Hey, who this?
What up? What up? What y'all doing?
It was cracking.
No cracking.
We are
right here, looking...
getting the day started. Hey. I know this number. Who is this?
This Lady J.
That's what I thought
it was.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm starting to recognize your number now. That's
good. I told you to remember it. Good job. I'm proud of you today.
Yeah.
So what's good with you, Lady J? What's happening, man? How are things?
Here watching them cook this chicken on this cooking show. I don't know. I don't eat meat. I'm a vegan. That's kind of disgusting to me. What's wrong, Pa? Yeah. What's wrong?
So, let's see. I am excited about all the music coming out, lady. There is
new music.
All kinds of new music, and I know that collaboration that Kush is working with, I'm excited to hear what comes out of that.
You talking about Tiwi and Kush?
Yeah, Tiwi and Kush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a dope song. So Tiwi and Kush are doing a song together, Maddie.
Piece that together. Oh, that's going to be interesting, man.
Did y'all talk to Mac today?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
I think this is him again. Hold on. I'll bring him on.
That's great.
Are you there?
This is OG Granny, you have my grandson is in Dubai, you son of a bitch. Maddie, you can eat a dick.
Granny, stop, nasty.
Is that Lady J? Where my grandkids at? How they doing, Chickamauga Honey Buns? How you doing?
They're asleep, Granny. You know they love you.
I hope you ain't trying to let my grandson get you pregnant again.
Oh, no, we ain't having no more. We got four. That's enough.
He needs his testicles cut off. How could you have, I love my great grandchildren, but how could you have baby by that no good, dirty motherfucker, OG Mac Drama? He no good. He probably cheating on you now with some effort in the bar.
He ain't cheating on me. He won't cheat on me.
You about as dumb as Shelly is. My God, I'm
stupid.
Ask your grandpa. He loved this young tenderoni.
I know, because you pop that coochie.
All right, I'm going to play a song. It's time for some music.
Are
I don't even
twerking?
Care.
Are we
just hitting one? Here we go.
Are we twerking?
You know, oh yeah. Run it up, gotta run it up.
got a Sprite in my double cup. I gotta finish till I get it all back. Feel like my girl been throwing me off track. She don't understand me, no. It might get crazy, but girl, I'm all in. Gotta get to my bag, I need my money on 10. By any means, you know that I'm about to win. Ain't no other option for me. Do you feel me? I know the mama, she just wanna know the real me. All about my bag at the moment. I'm in the field, getting money, gotta focus, yeah, yeah. I'ma run it up, baby. I'm in the field, girl, you know what's up, baby. I'm in and out, I swear. I'm just tryna make you aware, little baby. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for play. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for play.
Yeah, I still stuck in his ways. Yeah. I sell a brick for the high before minimum wage. Tell him clear the stage before a nigga get backstage. Niggas could die in their birthplace. Second degree murder cause he tried in the first place. Married to these streets for better or worse. Niggas engaged in killing and dealing and stealing. Robbing and flocking and knocking. Popping and locking and dropping. Copping and shopping and rocking. Brand new Dolce Gabbana, Louis Gucci, Fendi, Prada. Yeah, I. All my bitches dripping designer. Stuck in my ways, making plays. I'm in and out the bay. Yeah, I. I'm with your bae, we out the way.
I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for bay. I ain't gon' lie, I'm stuck on my words. Stuck in these streets like every day. Get to the bag, I can't even play. I can't stop my bag, not even for bay.
Hey, that was your favorite person, Maddie.
Who was that? It sounded like Blueface.
It was Blueface. Maddie.
What's up with you?
Man, listen. Maddie, so he made the Instagram, right? Twitter.
Wow.
Anyway. He made it for that, for Sideways, right? And so we both have access to it. The woman, when I guess I just added Blueface, and Maddie hits me up and was like, yo, did you fucking add Blueface? Like, don't be following Blueface.
I don't like Blueface. I really like his music. To me, he can't rap. But no, that's a personal opinion. Hey,
there's a couple of songs that I like of his, but it's just like he. Anyway, yeah, Maddie was not happy,
allegedly, according to the news, the media and the tabs, he just got locked up for robbery. I forgot what.
No, he just got arrested. I saw that today. He went to court for his attempted murder, and then they arrested him on the spot for his. They think he is part of a robbery. So, yeah, I just saw that today on TMZ.
That's what the tabs say in the media. Don't quote me. I'm just going on what the tabs say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. That's a
no,
personal opinion.
I know for yeah.
I'm not a fan of his. I'd rather hear Maddie than
Maddie.
A blue face.
Maddie isn't either. Maddie isn't either.
No.
That was just so funny, man. Yeah.
As y'all know, I don't get on here and bash.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Let me bring on 910. You're on the air.
What up?
Hello?
What the fuck y'all got going on tonight, Paul?
Who is this?
Huh?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
My name's Lisa. I'm from fucking Rogerson County. You hear me? I don't know what kind of shit this bitch thinks she's got going on. But let me tell you something. My man is OG Mac fucking drama.
Okay.
Little Miss Lady, whoever the fuck you think you are.
It's Lady J. What the fuck you talking
lady,
about?
Who
you get rowdy with?
What the fuck ever?
Who the hell you get rowdy with?
Let me tell you something, baby. Don't
baby. tell me
you
shit.
You don't fuck with my motherfucking man. You hear me?
No, your man don't fuck. My man don't fuck with you.
Now, I don't give a fuck what he
say. Well, thank you, 911. We appreciate you.
Fuck that shit you got talking about, hot damn.
Have a good day. Have a good day.
Yo, what are you worried about? You know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know who that is, right? Yeah.
Hey, hey. Maddie.
So let's bring Suck It Up on. What's up, Suck It Up?
Fucked up, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, what
fucked
up? What up,
man? Hey, what's up, Maddie Mac?
Man.
I can't complain. Why I can't, but I don't think you guys got time. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just in my,
you gotta
my
say
own
hi
level.
To lady,
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta say hi to Lady J.
Excuse me. Hello, Miss Lady J. Miss Lady J. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Good day. Good day to everybody. Like I said, I'm
so
fucking blonde. I'm so high.
Who is this?
I'm sorry.
Yo, this is Fuck It Up, man. He's on our radio show all the time, man, on Sideways. He's like, yeah, he does Fuck It Up, Fuck It Up for the week. He's our brother.
Yeah,
man.
I did the headline.
Yeah.
No,
I was asking for a name.
Oh, my name is
Milton.
Oh. My educated name is Milton.
Okay,
so
I'm just calling Fuck It Up.
I am Lady J.
Very nice to meet you, Lady J.
That's all I wanted to know your name for.
Not a problem. Much love to you guys.
My son was like, Mom, what's his real name? I'm not going to call him that because I call him Suck It Up. Jacob Jason wouldn't call him that. Anyway.
It's a good name because I'm always fucked up, you know, and every time
always fucking up.
I'm either doing something sick on a skateboard, you know what I'm saying? At my age, or, you know what I'm saying, or I'm fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You know, staying in my fucked up lane. that part, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, it ain't nothing else to do, but, you know, just stay sucker free. I give much respect to everybody, you know what I'm saying? I love everybody, you know, equally, you know, respect the women, you know what I'm saying?
Some
you
people
know what I'm
you don't love. You don't love everybody, motherfucker.
I
know some
Thank
people
you,
that
so.
You don't love.
Right, that part. You know what I'm saying? Is this too long of a
story?
I know
you're all on your flower power, world peace, humanity shit right now. But
no, I think theoretically he loves everybody, but in practice, no, he does not.
Exactly. I hate the ones that are out for me for, like, wrong reasons. They try to find something wrong when I haven't done nothing for them at all, never did anything at all, and only try to give only but the utmost respect and dignity, you know what I'm saying, to only have a cool relationship, because that's all I want at the end of the day. I want to be treated how they want to be treated, you know what I'm saying? So I feel treat those that how they want to be treated, you know what I'm saying? And that's how everyone should be, right? So give that same respect.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you're high as hell, Liz. I could tell when you're high because you say the same word over and over again when you talk. Because you're like, you want to be treated? Because that's how I'm going to be treated, because you got to be treated. Everybody got to be treated.
It sounded like a freestyle, though. You know what I'm saying? It was like a, you know.
Yeah, remake.
You know what I'm saying?
Shells, you ain't one to talk, man. Honestly, don't even start with that. Get off. He has a word. You have stories.
Okay, well, I got to bring 910 back on.
Love you guys.
Shells, love you too.
Love
man.
You
Hello.
Too. Hello.
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 How y'all doing? I'm so fucking sorry, Lisa. No disrespect. I just want to let people know that I sing too. Y'all want to hear it? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, you sing? Go ahead, sing.
Yeah, I'm a fucking artist too. She us country fans. We fucking fucks with it, okay? At least it is. I wrote this song for my baby, OG Mac Drama.
Get it.
You know that every time I see your face,
Everybody knows.
Oh my God! You shut up.
Bitch, you there. Talking to. I was in the middle of my damn song. What the fuck?
Bitch, shut up. You can't sing. Shut the hell up.
Bitch, you know what?
Hey, you know what? I think everybody should. I think everybody should throw their hands up and dance. Come on.
That's
a
right, girl. Shake your fucking up.
Yeah, here, let's go to the song. And
here
I want you all
here.
To record it and bring it. Here we
go. Over here, just my nerd.
Man, man, man. Fucked up.
You don't want to get
that. What the fuck happened last night?
I don't know.
I tried.
I can't remember what happened last night.
What happened last night?
I tried.
I can't remember what happened last night.
What happened last night?
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major.
That's why they salute me. I get so high that I can't remember what happened last night.
Like I took a roofie.
Hey, hey.
I tried. I can't remember what happened last night.
Hey, hey.
I tried. I can't remember what happened last night.
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major.
That's why they salute me. I get so high that I can't remember what happened last night. Like I took a roofie.
Hey, hey.
Fucking amazing, fucking her good like making a baby.
Hey, hey,
driving her crazy. If it's a girl, then I call her Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Never be lazy, eyes on the ball, call Jesus McGrady.
McGrady.
816, that's Casey, baby. Fuck Tom Brady.
Cold like I'm covered in ice. If you still hate,
that's
nice.
Money I make feel great.
My favorite letters are you and I.
I break the ice.
Paid by the hour, baby, don't feel sour.
I gotta stick to the time frame.
No sidekick,
no Miss Cleo.
I know you playing in
my game.
People think they hot, really not.
No bunny rap, but I hop to the top.
Triple H with the pedigree.
Don't raise your eyebrow to me unless you the rock.
Hey, don't stop,
pulling my leg, ankle lock.
Pray one day that the hate gon' stop.
Look at my bank and it's not.
Hey,
hey.
I try.
I can't remember what happened last night.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
What happened last night?
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major,
that's why they salute me. I get so high that I can't remember what happened last night.
Like I took a roofie.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
Hey.
I try, I can't remember what happened last night.
What happened last night?
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major,
that's why they salute me. I get so high that I can't remember what happened last night. Like I took a roofie.
One time woke up in the barn.
Live in the burbs and I don't got a farm.
If it's cold red then they aim at your head.
Don't need a bell or a fucking alarm.
They tried telling me catch up.
Catch
it's
up.
Funny cause I'm so ahead. So here go my shout out to Mustard.
Why?
Until we both get to the bread.
A balcony I'm hanging over.
Whips get fly like a flight, gotta lay over.
I'm from a city where people can tell you next. But then when you let hate on ya, what the fuck making my head spin? Turn me around like a dead end. Woke up on the floor, bare skin. But if I had died with the cares in, I smoke a lot more than I drink. Feel like somebody won't turn off the sink. Baby girl, there is a free. But I keep telling my girl that it's not what she thinks. I'm so offended, I stay on my defense. I push it together, I see quits. I work every day of the week, but it's too hard to remember the weekend. Feel like I live in the ocean, because I'm known to get thrown in the deep end. If liquor got you feeling froggy, cool, well Kermit, you better leave then. I don't go to sleep, but I keep waking up. Slow around the globe like I'm making it up. I don't remember what happened last night, but to do it again couldn't pay me enough.
I try.
I can't remember what happened last night.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
What happened last night?
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major.
That's why they salute me.
I get so high
that I can't remember what happened last night. Like I took a roofie.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
What happened last night?
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major. That's why they salute me.
I get so high
that I can't remember what happened last night.
Like I took a roofie.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
Hey, hey.
I try. I can't remember what happened last night.
I'm feeling goofy.
Everything major, that's why they salute me.
I get so high that I can't remember what happened last night.
Like I took a roofie.
What the fuck happened last night?
Now what that country ass female to say she messed with my man?
Yeah, I know, man.
You fucking love me, baby.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. That's my man. I try to tell people so many fucking times.
No, that's my man.
That's my man. No, you crossing fucking boundaries.
Yeah, I ain't crossing no boundaries. Talk English with your ghetto butt.
He's my baby, and I know he loves me. And I don't give a fuck who fucking tell me anything. I'm a motherfucking country-ass rapper in a sling. Fuck these bitches, fuck these shooters. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, right. That's all you can't be for. Girl, you have the damn internet with all that. The radio
baby,
show, whatever you want to call it.
I'm famous, baby. You're going to hear this shit about me all over the world, baby. You're going to fucking see me. Regardless like it or not.
You're going to leave my man alone? Are we going to have some problems?
Dude, what I'm going to fucking do for you, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm just going to let you sit back and run your fucking mouth while you think you got it made.
Who the bitch is me?
It's me.
Who the bitch is me? Who that cussing bucket bitch think she is?
I'm that bitch.
Now who?
I'm that bitch.
I'm that bitch.
You that bitch.
Make.
No, no. No, no. Screaming, no, no, no. No, no, no.
Hey, yo, Pluto. You going crazy.
You. I ain't never hated on a nigga. No, no. That ain't in my DNA, nigga. No, no. Loyalty's a must. I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. I ain't never looked down on my nigga. No. Wanna see all my niggas win, so I'ma pray for them niggas, yeah, yeah. So I'ma pray for them niggas, ride or die. If I got a problem, they gon' slide. Catch me, don't eat in if you or I. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Cause we the most hated. Close mouth, can't talk about the game the pros playin'. Fuck about a bitch, how much them hoes weighin'? Be careful, them niggas dangerous, that's what them hoes sayin'.
Catch you lacking, walk you down, hat out with
no casin'. So be smart, cause niggas talk when they in low places. No face, no case, gotta close cases. Cause if it's getting the right end, no chance of probation. Cause if it's getting the right end, no chance of probation. No, 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 no. Tell the judge to free all of my niggas, I can hear them singing, nah, 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 nah. Tell the judge to free all them real niggas, fuck them haters, yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, no, no. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, no, no. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. No, 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 no. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Screaming, nah, nah, nah.
Kiwi. Londo,
wow.
Kiwi.
Don't love you at all.
My son sound like he swallowed a cock and got stuck in your throat. That's why you sound like that.
And I don't know what the fuck you laughing at, Maddie.
And who is you, lady? Anyway,
you brought the fucking smoke, Maddie.
Hey, who is you? What's your name?
My name Lisa.
Your name Lisa? What they call you?
They call me Lisa, baby. Lisa
show
will beat you. Lisa show fucking beat you, pop, whoever. Daddy, mama, whatever.
So where you from, Lisa?
Maddie, what the fuck you keep laughing at in the background?
Lisa, where you from?
You need to go ahead and fucking say it right now, Paul.
Okay, Lisa,
that's
where you
I
from?
Dead silence, because Lisa is in this bitch.
Lisa, where you from, Lisa?
Don't worry about it, lady, whatever the fuck.
It's Lady J. It's Lady J. Say it right. If you're going to say it right.
Lady J. May May.
Thank
you. What the fuck is Lisa? Where are you from?
From these nuts?
In your fucking mouth, Paul. Ma. Whatever.
No, in your mouth. In your mouth.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't tell what you are. So I call you Ma and Pa.
A who? You can't tell what I am. What you
fucking way. And the fucking way. They call country people slow. Y'all fucking just can't fucking hear.
Y'all is fucking slow. Y'all don't speak English.
Hey, we speak plenty English, and it mostly look like green.
Green?
Well, yeah,
some collard greens.
Collard greens, money green, every fucking green that you can think. But listen, that's not the point.
Every
the point
green.
That I want to make to you, break all that other bullshit. Okay,
Okay, so why are you fucking my
man? Okay.
I think I got another phone here. I think
Shelly,
it's a criminal.
Shelly? Oh, hell no, Shelly.
Yeah.
Shelly, what
criminal.
The fuck?
I'm so serious.
You can tell I'm serious, serious. Way she working them thighs is something serious, serious. The way I'm feeling this vibe is getting serious, serious. You're so serious. Her beauty's surprising, that smile ain't hiding. Her temperature's rising. Knock out head to toe, tongue on the floor. Leave you dreaming about a girl you never met before. She ain't no hoe, she kind you work for. Hustler's mentality, grounded reality, shot from brutality. I'm praying that she smiles at me. All I ever wanted and more. Introduce the fam for show. She a hard 10, you already know. Have your back and your kids in the same go. She ain't playing no games, she ain't fucking with lanes. If you lie to the girl, she'll leave you just the same. Don't matter how you tell her you changed. Walks away, ain't coming back again. Gotta take it serious if you wanna win. She ain't follow trends, her heart she defends. Your status depends if you go to that zone, reserve for friends. Look in my eyes, you can tell I'm serious, serious. The way she working them thighs is something serious, serious. The way I'm feeling this vibe is getting serious, serious. You're so serious. She got that glow, the kind of custom and soul. She can make a man grow, she can make a man bold. Got stories untold, got broke the mold. More valuable to gold, she's a treasure to hold. Since learning her name, ain't been feeling the same. Got me wanting to change, like all I ever wanted was to be a man. Ain't impressed by fame, she's a certified plane. Nothing to lose and everything to gain. She be turning them heads, dude be breaking that bread. Empty-handed instead, not even knowing the kind of girl they met. Shorty one of a kind, got the perfect line. Coming out of mouth and body all times. Now she stays in my mind, she's hella hard to find. Shorty's got me dreaming about her all the time. Look in my eyes, you can tell I'm serious, serious. The way she working them thighs is something serious, serious. The way I'm feeling this vibe is getting serious, serious. Look in my eyes, you can tell I'm serious, serious. The way she working them thighs is something serious, serious. The way I'm feeling this vibe is getting serious, serious. You're so serious.
Okay, Miss Lee, shut the hell up and listen. Since you Max girl, I'm Max girl. We just share Max, but that motherfucker in Dubai cheating on us right now.
He cheat, bitch.
He cheating on both of us. He in the hotel
bitch,
room with three hoes. He's
that
in Dubai with
actually
three
cheating tonight. Bitch. Where the fuck?
Yes. He's cheating on both
Send
of us right
fucking
now.
Fucking location, you hear me?
He's
Send
in Dubai.
Me that motherfucker's location. I'm getting ready to pull the fuck up.
You gonna fly to Dubai?
Baby, I'm pulling the fuck up.
He is out of the country. We both need to pull up and beat his ass. He with three hoes in the hot tub right now in Dubai.
Gosh.
So he's cheating on both of us.
Let me ask you guys, did you all get to hear,
tell me how much he loved me the other night, huh?
Well, I love y'all's love story. But listen for a minute. Have you heard, did you hear Lil Tunes the other night, his song Bossed Up? Do you remember that, Maddie?
Lil Tunes?
Lil Tunes. Yeah, do you remember that?
I think I do.
We're
going to
play
it, I'll remember for sure.
Yeah, we're going to play Bossed Up, and I want to see what you ladies think of this one. Let's get it.
You don't know how to help my team. Give me cash, then bitch, stay with me. And I got a fam by any means they gon' eat. But if we don't make it like Dime Tripp, it's on me. Bitch, I'm bossed up, and I don't give a fuck. You can talk your shit as long as it don't concern us. Bitch, I'm bossed up, and I don't give a fuck. I brought my team with me, but y'all be trying to leave with us. Bitch, if you don't know soon, ho, you must be crazy. Stay cool and I'm closing, I'm moving in silence. My niggas gon' play, they gon' pop you. That's the finesse, I'm worth it with jazz. That's how the youngest was raised in the jazz. Got enough of love just to earn your respect. Don't earn your respect, that be something you be great. Young nigga, but I'm awesome. Lil Tune got all the whole starstruck. I be on my fucking soul. Nah, bitch, I ain't never sober. I be fucking these hoes, I ain't trusting these hoes. I'm cussing my bro, cause I know they gon' go. Hit in my city, I'm taking my time. Make one phone call, you know it's man down. Only cut around here, can be G right here. Yeah, no fuck around, it's a whole team right here. Ballin' like I'm D-Ro, serving like I'm Nino. She say she like my C-Lo. Hey, the second got me looking through a peephole. I see you looking how you looking, got your shit, and you wanna be dirt road. Bitch, you know we cookin'. If you don't know how to help my team, give me cash, then bitch, stay with me. And I got a fam by any means they gon' eat. But if we don't make it like Don Tripp, it's on me. Bitch, I'm bossed up, and I don't give a fuck. You can talk your shit as long as it don't concern us. Bitch, I'm bossed up, and I don't give a fuck. I brought my team with me, but y'all just trying to leave with us. Huh? Bitch, if you don't know me, ho, call me so cocky. So small like a Harley, I'm fly like a Hardy. Them bitches see me and go gnarly. Them niggas talk shit about the team, but they know I'm the head of my DMV party. It's me and two, nigga. Please don't get these two young niggas started. Fuck it, I'ma end it, nigga. I don't talk shit, you stupid, nigga. Try to talk shit, you see me, nigga. Fuck around, lose your teeth, nigga. And I'm bossed up, no team, nigga. Bad bitch with her teeth missing. So cocky, always on the missus. I be ballin' hard, but the court missing. I'm a human torches, I be scorching niggas. I'm a hot head, I love smoking switches. And I love my dope like I'm Homer Simpson. I don't never get the chance to fight a nigga, cause phone them always bumpin' niggas. You don't know how to help my team. Give me cash, then bitch, stay with me. And I got a fam by any means they gon' eat. But if we don't make it like Don Tripp, it's on me. Bitch, I'm bossed up, and I don't give a fuck. You can talk your shit as long as it don't concern us. Bitch, I'm bossed up, and I don't give a fuck. I brought my team with me, but so just trying to leave with us. Huh?
Yeah, I remember that one, man. I love my dough like I'm home.
I never heard that song.
That's Lil Tune.
Oh, they can come and get it, bro. Yeah, they keep fucking nice, okay? He come get it. Tell Lisa, say what's up, because I'm nigga out there fucking around, so I'm available.
Lisa. Lisa.
What's up, baby?
Thank you for coming to the show and making my night more interesting. It's all love.
Oh, thank you, girl. I'm glad we had our little talking shit. You my friend now, bitch.
I know, bitch.
I got well, play with that shit. Fuck that. We'll see him when we see him on the next episode, okay?
Yeah, we go give it to him.
Fuck that. He been out here talking about bitches fucking swinging. You ain't going to do that shit with me, Lisa. Oh, hell no. OG Make Drama, I know you fucking listening. You better be ready, Paul.
Yes, I love baby girl. I'm about to get off here, though, because I ain't feeling good.
I hope you feel good, baby.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Ladies,
enjoy.
That's right. All right, now, Maddie and Shelly, I want y'all to do something for me tonight, okay?
Well, it depends on what that is.
I want to really just look inside your fucking self and just say to yourself right now, imagine it. Say, Lisa is the shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got you, girl.
Got you.
All right, I'll see y'all later. See, so I got to go get my son. No, this not my son. This is fucking grandson. Got a damn turtle over there. Fuck, he's going to get fucking finger snapped, though. All right, I'll see y'all later.
Later.
All righty.
Ta-ta. All right, girl.
Ta-ta. All right.
Yo, play a track then.
What I'm doing?
All right. Well, so are you gonna? Yeah. All right. Well, anyone listening? Gong show. So this is Power Talk by OG with Maddie M and Shells. Thanks for listening in, Shells. Good having you. Like always, next to me.
Yeah. Now everybody come back next Wednesday for sure.
Oh yeah. Next Wednesday. Yeah. Tell them about who we got again. It's going to be a crazy show.
And Cool Boy.
Yeah. So that's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, on Wednesday night. That's Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
All right, Shells, I'm going to go cook some dinner, man. Have a good night, okay? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Love.
All right, one love.
I've been looking for the perfect one. Mrs. Perfect. She had that glow on. Could it be? Huh? Yeah. I was in the jail thinking about my problems. Like all the niggas when I get out, I'ma rob them. She was hard up and down, it was 09. Looking through this magazine, she was so fine. Pretty brown, black bitch, what a drop pick. High yellow, thick chick with an accent. I told her I ain't never seen another cuter. Good brain, she don't even need a tutor. I'll shoot a nigga. Long money, I don't even need a ruler. A big dog, I ain't never been a poodle. So much ice on my bitch, you need a cooler. And I disturb the peace like Luda. But drop it low like you be doing on that computer. You want a loan, just in love, I want computer love. So drop it low and back it back like a computer does.
Ooh, you can meet me on my
fucking in your living room, doing push-ups cause I know you about to visit soon. I'm from the six, I grew up in the worst trap. I'm way too rich, bait to fall for a thirst trap. Plus I know the grass ain't greener on the other side.